Jordan, I saw you over at Carter High School for a football game a few weeks ago. Did you enjoy that?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. Had me flipping a coin, so it was really fun getting over there and going back to, you know, my alma mater.
This looks like it might be a little different team this year. You don't have as much inside scoring, you would think. More perimeter-oriented team. How do you see that?
We're just getting better, you know, on both sides of the court, you know, not just focus on the guards. We're all, you know, going to contribute, you know, this year, so we're not just focused on one, you know, specifically, you know, position on the court.
What do you have to do to become more consistent?
That's just putting in work, you know, over, you know, outside of, you know, practice, just continue to get your shots up, just trusting in your game and, you know, just being confident.
Is it your goal to be a more complete player this year?
Yes, that's one of my goals this year coming to see, just being more consistent. You know, if it's not on offense, I can bring it on defense as well. So just trying to be a bigger part of the scoring.
Coach Barnes said he wants to work you some at the point guard position.
Yeah.
And he's pretty demanding about point guards. Yeah. So how do you feel about that?
You know, it's the, you know, the hardest, you know, toughest, you know, position on the court. You know, he's big at, you know, improvising stuff on the point guard. And, you know, yesterday was a tough one, tough practice for me as well. You know, me and Lamonte were going at it. You know, he was getting that after me on defense. So it's really helping me, and it helped me, you know, along the way.
Do you get after him on defense?
Yeah, I try to, you know, but it's hard. You know, Lamonte's good, you know, on both sides of the court. So, you know, I just try to get after him just like he gets after me, and just making each other better.
The other point guard, Josiah James, what have you seen out of him?
You know, Josiah, you know, he's a, you know, facilitator. He runs the offense really well. He's a big time player. He's gonna be a big contributor for us. So I can't wait to see him out there.
I saw a note where you've got like 6 left handed players on this team. How'd that happen?
I don't know. It's pretty cool though. I wish I was left handed, to be honest. But
why?
I don't know. It's just I like the shot. Jalen Johnson has a beautiful shot. So I feel like I'd be left handed once.
So have a prettier shot. That's why you would.
I feel like it is, but it's not better than mine though. So it's pretty cool though to have 6 of them.
I looked at your schedule. It's pretty demanding. Do you like having a challenging schedule like that?
Yeah. You know, you want to play against the best of the best. So this time in March, you know, you'd be used to the competition and all the different type of, you know, teams. So I like it. I'm looking forward to it.
When you first joined this program, Tennessee was pretty much 500, and you weren't drawing a ton of fans.
Yeah.
Now Tennessee sold 15,300 season tickets. You were 4th in the nation in attendance last year. What does that mean to see that many, that much support from the fans?
You know, it's just, you know, it's hard work. You know, we're putting in the work. You know, we're not worried about the outside noise. We just focus about what's in here and today. So I feel, you know, the fans are excited for this season, and we're looking forward to it.
What have you seen out of some of the inside players, particularly Olivier Kumar?
Oh, Olivier, he's going to be, you know, real big. You know, he's been in the gym, you know, every day. He's been working on his game with coaches. And, you know, his game has, you know, gotten better since he's been here. So I'm looking forward to him as well.
And what have you seen at Euros Plavsic?
He has nice touch around the rim. And he can actually shoot the ball, you know, the 3-point. So he's going to be a big, you know, a contributor for us too as well.
What do you think the impact of moving the 3-point line will have?
I don't think it'll be a big problem. You know, it's just about reps, you know, in and out of the gym and just getting, you know, shots up, really. It's not a really big difference, though.
You think you could make more threes if you shot left-handed?
Nah. I done put so many reps in my right hand, so I don't think so.
With Josiah not able to play at times this summer, you got a chance to handle the ball again. You've done that before.
Yeah.
But what do you think that's been like for you in terms of developing that area of your game to help you during the year?
I mean, it's been hard, you know, because, you know, you got one of the best defenders in the country, Lamonte, guarding you every day. So
right. It's
tough. But I know deep, long, like down the road, it's going to help. It's going to pay off. So I'm looking forward to it every day.
Kind of cool when your head coach is thinking about you on the next level for that skill set to develop you, right?
Yeah, because he knows what it takes. He knows, you know, I'm going to be handling the ball some at the next level. So you just got to, you know, practice them habits now, you know, get the, you know, bad things out the way. So just keep getting better at it.
You find an NBA league pass to watch your other teammates in the NBA this year?
Nah, not yet, you know, but I need to. You know, I got to, you know, stay on game on all 4 of them, so it's pretty cool.
I mean, it has to feel good. I know you're close to all those guys. Yeah. And maybe Kyle as much as anything, knowing how, you know, how new to the game it was, right?
I mean, yeah, Kyle, you know, he's with the Heat, I think so. Yeah. You know, he's transitioned well. Kyle, over the past, you know, 3 years I've been with him, he's elevated every year. So I'm excited for him as off other 3 as well. So
What's Coach English been like to kind of blend into this team?
I mean, Coach English, you know, he's one of my favorite. You know, he knows what it takes. He's been in the league, and I feel like he still can play in the league. So, you know, he's been, you know, a good addition to us, you know, picking us up. A lot of, you know, detailed things he knows about. So it's been really cool with him.
Have you been able to hoop with him a little bit?
I got to see some of him. He's good off 2 feet, so it's tough to guard him, though. But he's good.
I mentioned it before we started, Lamonte, his development in the weight room, too.
Yeah.
He's taken a real, even more of a leadership role with this team, hasn't he?
Yeah, Lamonte, you know, he's always been the person that talked. He's always been a leader in my eyes. So he knows what it takes. He's a hard, competitive guy. He's always going to sell out for his teammates. So I know, you know, following him, me and him together, it would be really special.
What do you see in the development and maturity of Fulkerson, Jalen Johnson, Pond, some of those returning guys that, you know, can really maybe take you guys to another level?
Yeah, all three of them have gotten better this offseason. You know, Eve is, you know, more aggressive, more, you know, shot ready. His shot has gotten really consistent. Folky, you know, turning into a dog in the post. You know, his left skyhook is, you know, is great. So, and it's Jalen Johnson as well. He's, you know, athletic, long shooter. So all of them have, you know, elevated their game to the next level.
I know I'm required to ask you about Josiah because he's been asked that a million times. But what does stand out about that kid?
You know, he's not your typical freshman. You know, he talks like a senior. You know, he walks around like a senior. And, you know, he's a floor general. You know, on the court, he's a floor general. He knows where to be. And he's a big addition to our team.
How good can the three-guard lineup of Bowden, Turner, and James be this year when you guys are all together?
You know, one of the best in the country. I'm confident about that. You know, me and Lamonte have been in the fire. You know, we know what it takes. And, you know, we just got to, you know, get Josiah on board and just know, tell him what it takes and how hard it is. But I feel like I'm confident we're one of the best in the country.
What stands out about some of the other newcomers besides Josiah?
I really couldn't point out, single one of them, but all of them have gotten better. All of them have transitioned a lot. You know, every one of them got better. So I really couldn't point either one out.